p.m. The Hometown View with Kevin Williams.
And driven by Causeway Lincoln of Manahawkin. Simply the best when it comes to sales and service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. They provide red carpet treatment to all their customers, including yours truly. It is truly special, and that's why people go back and back again to see the good people at Causeway Lincoln of Manahawkin. Check them out at causewaylincoln.com. One of my father's often used quotes was, "The worst thing about getting older is you simply know more people who die." I don't know when he came to that realization, but as I well have learned, it is 100% accurate. When you are in your 20s and 30s, you expect to lose grandparents, and as you get into your 40s and 50s, then it's more likely parents of friends. Of course, most of us at some point have to deal with the death of someone whose life ends way too soon, and those hit and hurt the most. I've lost far too many close friends that way, and I have a stack of memorial cards to show for it. The other part of this equation is that funerals often become reunions of sorts, because you see those you have not come in contact with for years, maybe even decades. This is especially true if you are mourning the death of a friend you grew up with or went to school with. Often I find myself, when leaving, saying to others, "It was really nice seeing you, just not under these circumstances." All of these thoughts ran through my mind Wednesday when attending the services for Michael Chopper Boyd, who passed suddenly last week at the age of 66. When I first moved to Seaside Heights, he was among those I met quickly because our fathers were friends. Chopper lived on Pelican Island, which was the scene of some tremendous lawn football games. Later, we were teammates on the great Central Regional football team of 1971. He was a tough offensive guard. I was a scrub offensive tackle. His father, Joe, is our legendary head coach, who died shortly after that historic season at the age of just 52. While not especially close, we remained friends for well over 50 years, and anytime we ran into one another, we always used our nicknames from back in the day. He was Chopper. I was Zelmo. His lasted a lifetime. Fortunately for my family, mine really didn't. One of my great thrills came just a few years ago when I led an effort for his dad and uncle to be honored by the Shore Football Coaches Foundation. It was a good night for the Boyd family, which is sort of like Seaside royalty, and to this day still represented on the Seaside Heights Beach Patrol. Mike Chopper Boyd leaves behind his wife and high school sweetheart, Joanne, three children, two grandchildren, four siblings, and friends who will smile when they think of him. With the Hometown View, I'm Kevin Williams.